91.9 in Richmond's 103.1. We are ecstatic. Many of you saw a sold-out show last night with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals performing with the Avett Brothers at Charlottesville Pavilion. And Grace Potter and the Nocturnals are here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for coming by.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
That's what a friend of mine always said when she was hungover. She was like, oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Well, I mean, we're nocturnals, so this is the morning for us. I mean, most people have probably been up for a few hours, but we're just brushing off the cobwebs.
All right. You ready to rock and roll?
Heck yeah, we are. Sure. We're going to do a song from our new record. This is a song that we've never performed on the radio before. We're bringing it out just for you guys off our new record. It's called One Short Night.
late for work on WNRN live in studio with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. It's Grace Potter on lead vocals and guitar, Benny Yurko on Martin Acoustic six string this morning, and in the back is Matthew Burr, drummer this morning. Hi guys, thank you all so much for being here at Charlottesville Pavilion last night. This is just, by my count, second time at the venue. Last time you
That's
were opened
right.
up for Black Crowes. It was a lot of fun on a rainy, rainy night that night.
Oh man, we got so flooded out. I'll never forget. We had to buy a lot of new gear the next day.
It was a downpour that day, too. But last night was fabulous fall weather, and the place was just rocking out. Whether it's on stage or just hanging out with you, Grace, there's this side of you that is very mischievous. It's like this little corner in your eye that just has I'm going to get away with crap today. Your parents had a handful with you, didn't they?
I think I wasn't such a bad kid. I was more like... I was quiet. My sister was the real active spotlight grabber, and
right.
I wound up in her shadow a lot of times, which was great for me because I could plot my course. I just sort of planned and learned and took it all in. But yeah, I think in my teens I was a bit of a troublemaker.
And how much older is your sister than you?
She's 2 years older than me.
Quick study.
Right in there, yeah.
How old were you when you first started picking up the piano and guitar?
I was 6 or 7 when I started playing the piano. My mom was a piano teacher for a couple years in there.
Mm-hmm.
So all the kids would come, get off the bus, walk up the hill, and we'd all wait in line while each kid took his, you know, half-hour piano lesson. So,
right.
So I kind of was competitive with all the other kids, and I just wanted to make sure that I could at least keep up with them. And so I'd make my mom teach me everything that she taught them. Never learned how to read music, though. That was... my one downfall.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. Of course, you went to St. Lawrence University. I'm from near Watertown, and I don't know how you and Matthew survived there. Of course, the days in Burlington are just as cold, but
oh, man.
It's brutal up there.
Well, the winter weather allows for a lot of time to sit around in your apartment desperately trying to stay warm and write songs. So
yeah.
It really did allow like an incubation period for the band.
Very cool. Well, you guys, of course, now totally based out of Vermont. What is it about the Burlington, Vermont scene that just cultivates so many great artists these days?
I don't know. I think it's just the fact that it's a small enough town that everybody knows each other, but it's a big enough town that you can kind of wander and bump into things that you weren't expecting.
Uh-huh.
Burlington is the only big city, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Brattleboro is pretty big, but the capital of our state is smaller than...
Yeah, Montpelier.
Yeah, yeah, it's like smaller than the smallest town in New Jersey. So it's really interesting to be from a place where we were able to be, no pun intended, but, big fish in a small pond.
Right.
And at the same time, it's still a rat race. There's still a high level of expectation and competition with a lot of bands from there. And it's great to go back home and meet some of the new burgeoning acts that are coming out of Vermont because they're just incredible.
Is there any off the top of your head that are just like, are they going to be... the next band that we're all talking about tomorrow?
I think you guys are going to be hearing from a band called Chamberlain.
Okay.
Scott Tournay, our lead guitarist, actually just finished producing their record.
Wow.
But totally unbiased.
Right.
I cannot get their songs out of my head. It's just out of control. So, so they're great. And there's a lot of, like I said, every New Year's we play three or four shows at the local venue, and we always try and bring in as many of the local bands as possible just to give everybody a chance in the spotlight because, you can't forget where you came from. You can't forget how much the place you come from cultivates what kind of person you are and what kind of band you are. So we always try to bring the respect back home.
That's truly inspirational to hear. That's great. The new album was produced by Mark Batson, who people don't know. We're speaking with Grace Potter and Grace Potter on the Nocturnals. He worked with DMB, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, among others. This album has a much more pop rock lean to it than
right.
your previous works. Was it because of Batten's involvement or something you guys collectively decided to do?
I knew I wanted to do an up-tempo record that just sort of swung for the fences.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sort of recreate something that we'd already done, and I felt like our presence in the recording industry, not in the live music industry, but in the recording industry, was sort of... everybody knew that our live show was better than our records.
Right.
And not to say I don't love all of our recordings, because I think they're great, but they're just a very different beast
yeah.
from the live performance. So I just figured, okay, what works with the crowds? I took the songs that worked with the crowds,
mm-hmm.
and then I said, okay, these are the kind of songs we're going to build the next record on. And then Mark and I actually co-wrote, which I'd never co-written before.
Okay.
So he would build, like, hip-hop beats.
Yeah.
And then I would sing over them and write lyrics and melodies. So there was a lot more co-writing going on in this record. And it just sort of opened up my creative juices to a whole new realm.
When you first started that work with Hip Hop Beats, did that take you truly out of your element so much so that you didn't know what to do? Or is it?
No, I knew exactly what to do. It was awesome. Because it's like, instead of protecting some holy Grace Potter and the Nocturnals torch or something, you know, instead of like feeling like, well, the fans really like these kinds of songs, so we have to write these kind of songs. It was more like, okay, just, you know, don't throw it out the window, but just try to forget about the expectations, and then you can sort of go beyond the expectation and be even better.
Yeah.
So the co-writing allowed me to at least get out of my own head a little bit.
Is it true that you were working with a project with T-Bone Burnett and it just got shelved? Or
it wasn't shelved is a bad word.
Okay.
Shelved is a terrible word.
Oh,
no,
I
made an entire you are not the only one who thinks that.
Right.
And I've been trying to set the record straight for a year and a half now.
Oh gosh.
but no, I made a project with him, but mm-hmm. because it was a solo record. It was a Grace Potter record, not a Grace Potter Nocturnals record.
Sure.
It just didn't feel like the right time for a solo project when I've spent 8 years with these amazing musicians and we've never really quite broken, and this was our opportunity to do so. And I really wanted to give the Nocturnals the chance that they deserve to step into the spotlight, and they certainly did on this record.
All right. Well, you definitely won the audience over last night at Charlottesville Pavilion. Actually, we're going to get to the fan reaction last night that's been on the internet this morning.
Oh,
it's incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But can we hear another song?
Mm. This is actually one of those songs I was talking about where we had been playing it for the crowd and we knew the crowd was reacting to it. So this is actually a 3-year-old song that opens up the brand new record.
Oh, I love this track. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals live on WNRN.
2, 3, and...
Late for Work on WNRN, live in studio with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Benny Yurko on guitar, and Matthew Burr on drums. I got to tell you, first time I heard that song on the new album, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, I just started laughing in the car hysterically because I was in love with it so much. And then I played it for my wife. She started blushing.
Yeah, it's a blusher. It really is. Which is funny when your four-year-old starts to sing it. So that's been an interesting new task.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The video for Paris, you know, shows you in all kinds of exhibitionist glory. Were there any points when you guys were filming that you thought, I don't know?
No, I wanted to go further. Wow. I really did. I was, well, because those dancers that are in the video, if you haven't seen it, you should go to gracepotter.com and check out the video because it's got this full-on burlesque show.
Yeah.
And the idea was initially to take it so far that there would be clips and edits of things where you couldn't quite tell what you were looking at.
Yeah.
And that it would sort of crescendo into the end of the video. And we found that the dancers were so compelling that we couldn't take our eyes off them. And so in the final edit, they get a lot of love, which they deserve. But I'm not as good of a dancer as the girls were. So it was actually probably a good thing that I didn't try anything too crazy. I was wearing a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes that just, I'm a Vermont girl, so it was just, there's only so many things you can do in a pair of heels before it's time to just cash in your chips.
More Birkenstocks, less Jimmy Choo.
Yeah.
Well, next time you guys are in our area playing the Magic Hat Halloween Bash at the National Zoo, and you'll have actually more dancers there. So last night, here's some of the tweets and stuff and Facebook and everything that I saw last night. Grace Potter is killing it. She is dominating the stage, rocking the house. Grace Potter is wild, and her bassist is a total babe. If you don't know her music, download it immediately. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals just killed it. Just best opening act I've ever seen. Wow, they just crushed this show. They destroyed this place. And one of my favorites, actually, this is from one of our staff members. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals just made me a fan for life. Holy live show. I first witnessed your live show in Boulder, Colorado, like 4 or 5 years ago, before you're ever on the pop spectrum map. And people there told me, go see Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. You're going to be blown away. So I did. Now that radio, and I've seen you guys several times since then, now that radio and the commercial pop world are catching on, do you guys feel vindicated at all, or is it going to change your perspective on how day-to-day business is going to go?
I don't know. I think, I've always felt that exposure in any way, mm-hmm. you know, can be a positive thing as long as you're doing something good and you're playing good music. I think that our exposure on this record is what I thought it was going to be on our last record.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very ambitious, and I think, you know, I don't hide that from anyone. I certainly, I would be happy to settle into sort of any level of being able to be a musician for my job. So I'm already happy, and I think that we've achieved every piece of success that I would ever want. But at the same time, you know, once you get there, you go, wait a second, we can expand. And I mean, that's the American way.
Yeah.
So what we're doing right now is really just playing. I think we're playing the best music we've ever played, and I think the addition of Benny and Catherine a couple years ago really, you know, it just amped it up the ante, as we say. So so now that we have this kind of contingency, I think, you know, the sky's the limit.
Oh, awesome. Well, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. And
thank you.
Things are looking so golden in your horizon. I'm very, very happy for all of you. Matt, Benny, Grace, thank you all so very much for being here.
Such a pleasure.
And see you Halloween night, Halloween Bash at the National Zoo. It's Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, WNRN.